The date is Thursday, May 24th, 2018. This is your host, Alex Humva, and this is the first episode of the Socialist Rifle Association podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to be a quick recap of everything going on for the organization, interesting stories in the subreddit. Hopefully in the future we can get some guests on here, have some lively discussion about topics pertaining to socialism, gun ownership in general, maybe some experts on topic matters, if we are that lucky. Kicking things right off, we've got the newsletter that was sent out to the membership, where it serves as a quick update on what's going on. We expect to have newsletters every so often sent out to provide recaps of what's going on in the organization, making sure everyone's up to date on what we're doing. We did begin accepting membership applications on April 16th. It is a $25 dues paid to the organization for purposes of upkeep, such as the website, legal fees, anything of that sort. We do plan on releasing some financial transparency updates to the membership to make sure that we're staying transparent, everyone knows what's going on. Currently, we have just under 50 members that have signed up through that process, as well as 1,200 followers on Twitter, at the official Socialist Rifle Association Twitter account, @SocialistRA. We've been releasing a lot of different guides. A lot of good guides have come out. We've got Rifles for Rookies, a firearm manual for the completely new, the SRA Riflerear Program Basic Training Manual, an Introduction to Reloading Ammunition, and most recently, Introduction to Chemicals Exposure. We've also got several more guides in the works, such as first aid guide, shotgun guide, radio guide, OPSEC guide, all sorts of different guides coming from very talented members within our organization. Where you're getting targets made up, hopefully in the future we'll be able to disperse them. Currently they're just as files on the website, socialistra.org. There'll be some new member starter packs and new chapter starter packs coming out. They'll include things such as copies of the guides. Chapter starter pack will have stuff like bylaws, guidelines, that sort of thing, as well as some good visual displays such as buttons, patches, posters, that sort of thing. 2 weeks ago, we did open up the SRA forum. It's at forum.socialistra.org. Anyone dedicated to the cause may sign up, even if not member of the Socialist Rifle Association. If you're part of the Redneck Revolt, Red Dirt Trigger Warning, it's open to anyone of the leftist persuasion and maybe those thinking about it. It serves as an alternative to platforms like Facebook and Reddit in the event that some public crisis makes it to where they don't want to allow us on their platform anywhere. It is a backup point as well as a place that more open-ended discussion can be had without the fear of website administration cracking down because of some offended sensibilities. The goals for the SRA right now is just continuing to expand, continuing to become a more legitimate organization. We've got an LLC formed. We're looking into having a nonprofit organization set up. We want more options for merchandise on the website, hopefully made in a unionized setting, sold at cost from us, as close to at cost as possible. Making more guides as always, getting more chapters set up across the nation, trying to get as much done as we can and expanding as much as we can, because the only way we're going to make this a topic that people talk about is if we talk about it and introduce it into the popular conversation. Other than that, as a quick roundup of the news, it was posted on the subreddit by our very active subreddit. So we have the story of Suatu Salimara, who is a concealed carry permit holder. She attempted to use her gun to defend her family, her small child, as another woman was attempting to hit her vehicle while she was in her own front lawn, front parking area. She's now in jail, facing quite a bit of prison time for that. A lot of bad things going on. She's pregnant as well, and now she's in jail, so that's causing a lot of medical issues, a lot of civil rights issues, as she is a black woman, and that does seem to be playing some part in this case. So it's a pretty bad situation, so hopefully her lawyers can help her out of this situation. And I know there's a lot of crowdfunding going on right now to try to help her, so hopefully she can see some proper justice and not be unjustly imprisoned for something that honestly should never have gotten to that point, and she should be in the right for acting in self-defense. Another popular story on the subreddit, got the issue in Gaza right now, a lot of Palestinians protesting the opening of the Jerusalem embassy. Been a lot of violence. The IDF has really cracked down. Over 50 Palestinians have been killed as of this time, so it's a very, very bad situation. A lot of violence from the IDF there. The NRA has chosen Oliver North as its new president. Very interesting decision considering Oliver North's history for during the Reagan administration, being caught in the Iran-Contra affair, having a whole complicated scheme of selling drugs to buy guns to sell to the Contras, and it's a very sticky situation. He was convicted of that. Obviously not a good thing. So it's very interesting that NRA has chosen him to be their president, their head and public facing figure. It's sending some pretty mixed signals from that organization. That's why the SRA is important as a good leftist alternative to a rifle association that has clearly begun to appeal much more to extremists. We have a very insightful video on the New People's Army from Redfish. It's the New People's Army down in the Philippines. Very fascinating video, really good to watch, see how some real life socialist guerrillas are dealing with this very bad situation in the Philippines with a pretty brutal leader they have down there who regularly cracks down on political dissidents. We have a good article posted from Black Star Writings about gun control and mass shootings and community defense. Very excellently written. Good to always see our members and the extended community writing these insightful articles. Not just pundits can write articles. It's up to the rest of us to be able to write articles and essays and diatribes on these things. That it's good to have the community involved and spreading their opinions and their wisdom. We have a story from Charlottesville, Virginia, talking about the man Mike Enoch Pinovich, who is a far-right podcaster, runs a pretty nasty podcast. He's currently in court dealing with the aftermath of Charlottesville and his calls to action there. He's doing such a poor job of his legal defense that he may now have to release the full viewership names and lists and such to the court, so that could end up being pretty bad for people who listen to that sort of thing. So we'll see how this situation develops, to be sure. We had some posts celebrating May Day. Hope everyone had a good May Day and remembered our history back in the Haymaker Affair and all the union attempts back in the day. Things were pretty violent back then. We often forget just how much blood and tears were shed to get us to where we are now. Well, that concludes this episode. I hope everyone enjoyed it. We'll hopefully be back on a semi-regular basis to be recording episodes, giving people updates on what's going on in the community. Nothing too much to report now, just more. We're making more guides, more content, trying to get set up and formalized and everything like that. Hope everyone has a good day and seize the means of production.